China.
Retail investment. Buy, buy, buy. Sell. Amateurs jump into frenzied stock markets.
I can't even do the maths anymore. It's so incredible. With those words uttered on September 30th, a retail trader summed up the state of China's stock markets during a surge that lasted from mid-September to early October. Posting on social media, the man marvelled at the boom in share prices. Others told triumphant tales of enormous returns. Already rising, Chinese stocks took off after the government announced on September 24th new measures to boost the economy and increase consumption. These included a policy rate cut and lower reserve requirements for banks. The central bank also promised to create a 500 billion yuan, that's $70 billion, swap program to fund stock purchases by institutional investors, and said it would help firms buy back their own shares by refinancing certain loans. That led to record-setting trading volumes and big rises in China's main stock market indices. The CSI 300, an index of the country's biggest stocks, shot up by as much as 35% during the buying spree. Data from securities firms, reported in local media, suggest that young punters were eager to get in on the action. Many of those opening new brokerage accounts were born after 1990, according to the firms. State media reported that traders were taking out consumer loans to buy stocks, leading to stern warnings from officials. One of those who opened a new account was a 26-year-old graduate student in Beijing. She had long considered entering the market, yet resisted, she told The Economist. The recent surge convinced her to jump in. At the end of September, she put 15,000 yuan, most of her savings, into the account. With the little money I have, there is absolutely no way I could consider buying property or investing in anything else, she said. So I thought maybe I could make a little money this way. For days she was glued to her phone, watching stock prices rise. The fun ended on October 9th, when the indices took a downward turn. This came on the heels of an announcement that disappointed investors. While talking up the need for more stimulus, officials offered only vague hints about what was to come. A detail-free press conference by the Ministry of Finance on October 12th added to the sour mood. News that the government may raise 6 trillion yuan from special treasury bonds over 3 years has so far failed to lift spirits. The frenzy highlights a stubborn feature of the country's stock markets, says Michael Pettis of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, a think tank based in Washington. Most investors are responding to signals from regulators, looking at the same information and interpreting it in the same way. This always leads to huge volatility, as everyone rushes to buy or sell at the same time, he says. The student from Beijing considers herself lucky. I got out before I lost everything. She found the experience nerve-wracking and is not planning to trade more in the future. Others have fared much worse. One investor griped on social media that he had lost 600,000 yuan in 2 days. I was told there is a bull run, he wrote. But where is the bull?